In this interview, I'm speaking with Mark Clark, who is the product manager for Bowmatic. And Mark, I understand that you have participated in a pretty interesting project involving the transformation of a milk truck into a monster truck, I guess you would call it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the project that you got involved in?
Yeah, well, what happened, Chuck, was back in May, the Discovery Channel, which is the one that airs Monster Garage, had contacted us, and they had a 1959 Chevy milk truck, the big van type, the kind they used to deliver milk bottles to your front door. They had this vehicle, and they were trying to decide what to do with this on one of their shows, so they thought it would be kind of neat to milk a cow inside of it. And it didn't take them long to realize that they were way out of their league dealing with real animals and especially cattle. So they had contacted a veterinarian out in Modesto, California, and the veterinarian said, well, if you're going to milk a cow, you have to contact Bowmatic. From there, they contacted one of our dealers out in California, which is TDR, Turlock Dairy and Refrigeration, and also us, so in Bowmatic in Madison. So between our dealer in California and us here in Madison, we kind of talked about if it was going to be possible to do what they were actually asking us to do. What they wanted to do is to make this 1959 Chevy milk truck into a portable milking parlor that had to be completely self-contained. In other words, you couldn't use generators. They didn't want to use extension cords. So inside this truck, using only the resources that the truck itself has, we had to milk this cow, which means we had to create the vacuum to milk the cow. We had to pasteurize the milk, and we had to serve the milk out the side of the truck, both white and chocolate. We kind of discussed it amongst ourselves and thought, yeah, this is something we probably could do. So we contacted them back and said that we would be glad to help them with this particular challenge. And from there, it kind of escalated into actually going out to Long Beach, California, and actually filming this particular episode back in the second week in June is when we did it.
Well, this sounds like a fascinating project. When you talk about the team that you put together in order to make it happen, can you describe the work that it took and the tools or the know-how that went into making the technology so that literally you could milk a cow on one end and have the two versions, the chocolate and white milk, show up at the other end?
The way Monster Garage is set up, there's a design team and a build team. What they did is they said we need to have, you know, a minimum of two, quote, Bowmatic people on the build team, just because they were so, like you said, they were so far out of their element. It was the whole milking equipment and handling a live animal and that kind of stuff. You know, they're usually great at, you know, taking stuff and making it go very fast and making it loud and making it look very cool, but this was something that they were really lost at. So what we did is myself, I was part of the design team, and then I had two Bowmatic employees. One was Craig Zell, who works in our R&D department right here in Madison, and the other Bowmatic person was Jerry Gellion, who is the installation manager for the TDR dealership out in California. Both Craig and Jerry were on the build team, and then the build team also had three other people on it, one fabricator, one mechanic, and another just an overall combination mechanic, fabricator, welder. Those three people were just randomly picked out of the thousands of applications they get in on a regular basis. So the five people that were on the build team had never met before. It actually worked out very, very well, because Craig and Jerry, who obviously know milking equipment inside and out, concentrated on the back end of the truck working on the milking equipment, and the other people were kind of working on the engine and that kind of stuff. So they actually worked really well as a team together. That's how the team was decided. So it was two Bowmatic employees and three non-Bowmatic employees.
The show's going to air the day before World Dairy Expo, and of course World Dairy Diary is all about supporting and promoting the expo. Will we have an opportunity to see the truck? I know Bowmatic's an exhibitor at the expo.
Yes, the plans right now is we're going to bring the truck to World Dairy Expo. We normally have our very large booth inside the Alliant Energy Center, where all the dairy equipment is actually on exhibit and shown. What we've decided to do this year is, besides the booth that we have inside, we're going to have booths 6:42 and 6:44, which World Dairy Expo was kind enough to donate to us for this particular project. It's directly outside the Alliant Energy Center in the outside trade mall heading towards the food court. We'll have a 30-by-60 tent out there, and in that tent we'll have the Monster Garage truck on display out there. And except that the show is going to air, it's 8 o'clock Central Time, our time, on Discovery Channel on Monday the 3rd, and then we'll have it at the expo right away the next morning, and we'll have it there for the week.
I think this sounds certainly like a great promotional project for BOWMATIC. Do you have other plans that involve the truck after the show?
You know, what our marketing plans for the truck are right now, obviously the first thing right now is the World Dairy Expo. I also have the truck reserved for the Tulare Farm Show, which is in February in Tulare, California. Those are the two big shows that I have it reserved. We'll actually have an appearance. You know, we've done some other internal marketing campaigns with this particular truck. You know, besides the press releases, we've got given our dealers some literature on it, and we're kind of hoping to, you know, promote it that way. You know, we realize that this is not the kind of thing that's going to make the company, you know, a ton of money, but it's kind of a fun thing for a company to do. You know, and the neat thing was the fact that a veterinarian out in California had recommended BOWMATIC as the dairy equipment of choice. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that could have been selected to do this, and they came straight. So it gives us, you know, a lot of pride, and we're kind of proud that they came to us, and also the fact that we were able to accomplish a feat, you know, using the intake manifold from a truck to milk your cow and using the coolant system from an engine to pasteurize the milk and then serve it right out of the back of a truck. So it was a fun project and something that we're kind of glad and proud that we were part of.
Who owns the truck? Is it BOWMATIC's, or is it owned by the show?
No, actually there's a production company in Burbank that's called Original Productions, and that's who actually owns the show Monster Garage. They sell it or license it to Discovery Channel to air it on their channel, but essentially Original Productions is the company who owns the truck, and there's one individual who owns Original Productions. So if you break it down even further, there is one individual who owns all the trucks, or I shouldn't say all the trucks, but all the vehicles. I believe we were episode number 68, I believe. So all the vehicles that have been made in that show are in a warehouse out in Burbank, and you know, one individual owns them. And we are kind of talking in negotiations right now of possibly purchasing the truck. I'm not sure if we'll get that done or not, but we're looking at exploring that option right now, you know, for future marketing options or opportunities. But right now, we've just definitely have it contracted to be used at these two main shows, Tulare and World Dairy Expo.
I think it's fascinating, Mark, what you've done, and we're certainly looking forward to seeing that on the Discovery Channel. That's 8 o'clock. Is that Central Time?
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock our time. When I say our time, I mean here in Wisconsin, on Discovery Channel on Monday, October 3rd.
You talked about the exhibit that you're going to have, and obviously you're going to have the Monster Milker on display there, but if you don't mind, tell us a little bit about what we're going to see from BOWMATIC at World Dairy Expo this year.
Well, it's funny you should ask, because this year at World Dairy Expo, we're going to debut a product that we think may possibly be one of the most revolutionary products to ever hit the dairy industry. And that's a pretty big statement when I say ever, when you think of, you know, artificial insemination and the meter and the different things that have come about in the dairy industry. But we're going to debut something that's called StepMetrics. And StepMetrics is a lameness detection device for dairy cattle, where we can actually, through this machine, when I say machine, it's a platform that an animal walks across, we can detect different levels of lameness on that cow. So we're hoping to, what we're going to do is we're going to give the dairyman a management tool to detect lameness long before they would ever be able to see it with their naked eye. You know, as most dairymen know, lameness is one of the largest reasons that cattle are culled out of their herds, and it's a very big financial burden on the dairy. And we've got a device now that's been a long, long time in development in conjunction with the University of Maryland to actually take care of that problem, not take care of the problem, but detect the problem, and hopefully, you know, keep the cows around in the herd a lot longer. So that's something that we're going to debut this year at World Dairy Expo, which we're very, very excited about. The other thing that is going to be kind of relaunched, I guess, from Bomatic standpoint, is we have a brand new milker unit. It's called the Flowstar Max, and it's a milking claw, and we're going to do a new launch of that at World Dairy Expo. So we're pretty excited from the company standpoint. We've got some new products. We've got some new management tools for dairies that they've never, ever had access to before. So I think any dairyman can associate with lameness in their cows. We've got a tool now that we're going to help them manage that problem.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Clark, who's product manager with Bomatic. And with this interview on World Dairy Diary, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.